You're back in Rome after the holidays, and the Pope says to you, so we're going to see Mrs. Bush.
Yeah, that was interesting. At that time, Mrs. Bush wanted to come over to see the Pope as part of a delegation to the Turin Olympics. The rumor was that she probably wouldn't come unless she could see the Pope. It was that important to her. And the Pope had not at that time seen any private visitors. He had only seen presidents and ambassadors in large groups. So I had to go see the Secretary of State, Cardinal Sedano, and I said, look, Mrs. Bush wants to come see the Pope. And he said, well, that's really difficult, you know, because the Pope only sees presidents. And I said, well, she's the closest thing you're going to get to the president right now. So finally he called back and he said, tell you what, let's just make it a private visit. That way we can get around the... And of course, it had all the trappings of a full state visit, had the whole bit, you know, walking through the same place I did, all the guards there, the exchange of gifts. It was a state visit and everything but name only.
Do you know what they talked about?
Yeah, I sat there with them. We talked about a lot of things. One interesting thing we talked about, since Barbara, the daughter, was there, had worked in an AIDS clinic in South Africa, I brought that up. We talked about that. And the Pope got talking about the situation there in Africa, where Saudi Arabia had allowed the Wahhabis to operate madrasas in Saharan Africa. This was back 2005, okay? And what the Pope was concerned about, he said, look, this is going to radicalize Muslims that have heretofore not been radical. They've been fairly secular Muslims, like Indonesians or Malaysians. We're talking Niger, Mali, Cameroon, Nigeria, for the most part. And that's in truth, in fact, happened. These Wahhabis, Saudi Arabia said, just don't cause trouble at home in the kingdom, and we'll help you financially go run madrasas away. Well, okay, that's a Faustian bargain, which has resulted in Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda of the Maghreb and all that kind of stuff now. Mm-hmm. You talked about that with Mrs. Bush back then.
Hmm. What do you think came out of that meeting, after effects from it?
I think that Mrs. Bush really enjoyed the meeting, was very honored to have the time with the Pope and her daughter. It laid the groundwork for the president to come. She definitely made sure that they knew that the president wanted to come as soon as he could. And I think the Pope got a lot out of meeting Mrs. Bush. I mean, here she's a wonderful person, very religious person as well. The daughter, Barbara, the same. So I think that was good for the Pope to see.
And she had such an easy, sweet personality.
Super nice.
Right.
Super nice.